There has been some recent modification to the DoD population schema, and not to kind of split hairs here, but really the 65 and older population really kind of falls into this category that regardless of any underlying medical conditions, that they are part of that same phase of the plan. And then from that standpoint, as far as beneficiaries go, then we lower that down into the age category, 16 to 64, depending on what their risk factors are. The higher risk they are, the more quickly, obviously, that we want to get them into the hospital to get vaccinated. I think one of the things I would want to note is that while there are definitely distinct lines in terms of the vaccination process, is that there's some fluidity between one phase and the next, so that as we start to finish off one category of people, we're already starting to ramp up the next category of people so that we don't delay down to the last person who's eligible. We get them in and then we recognize that and we stop and then we start the next phase. We want to have this very fluid, planned out process by which we go from one category to the next without any significant delays.